When is the earliest time that one can begin saying Kiddush Levanos? So first, some background information. We know that generally Jewish calendar months fluctuate between 29 days and 30 days. And the reason for that is because the lunar cycle over time is neither 29 days nor 30 days, somewhere in between. And it actually changes every single month. It could vary quite a bit, fluctuate quite a bit. And on average, if you make a cheshbon for it to even out, it will work out roughly to approximately 29.53 days, roughly a day, and a little more than 29 and a half days. So by doing 29, 30, more or less, generally you have the calendar in order, and that will ensure the Rosh days were supposed to be. Obviously, the corrections have to be made. There are times we add different days, months to the calendar to correct that as it needs to be corrected. However, that's the basic concept is 29 points, again, roughly 5-3 days to each cycle. Now, there's something we call the Maalid. The Maalid is the point that according to Chazal's Cheshbonos, which is the calculation of which point the moon has come to a point where you can't see it at all, and so what we call a new moon, a brand new moon, a moon starting again, it's not visible at that point. At that point, the moon is between the Earth and the Sun. You can't see it at all. There's no reflection. You can't see the moon at all. And from that point, it begins a cycle of waxing and waning, as it's called. It's growing larger and larger as it gets to the full moon. Then it continues the cycle back down to the point where you can't see it at all. At the end of the month. Now, the beginning of the month, that first point where it begins the cycle of growth, so to speak, the growth of perception, that's the point where we call the month. It's the first moment of the month. Now, most people here should be acquainted with this because every time we bench Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh benching in Shul, in every Shul, the Gavi gives a clap, but he says the middle of this month will be or occasionally was at this time. And you wonder, what in the world is the Gavi telling you this for? Uses it in Yiddish sometimes, it's in English, people have no idea why he's saying it. What in the world is the necessity to go ahead and talk about the middle? And the answer is precisely for the reason of Kiddush Levana. Because a lot of the times that one can begin and one can end are directly tied to the stages of the Levana. It's imperative to know when the Levana actually began its process, and it's not necessarily Rosh Chodesh at all. Even if it's on Rosh Chodesh, you have an entire day of Rosh Chodesh when the process may or may not have started, but again, it's entirely possible it happens before or after Rosh Chodesh. And that being the case, Kiddush Levana has to be calculated not from the point of Rosh Chodesh, but from the point of the cycle of the moon where it begins. Now, how far into the cycle does it have to occur? So just one point to keep in mind. One more point on this, as far as establishing the Maalid, we find very often, if you look on a luach, if you look at a calendar, you'll see it'll say Maalid, and it'll express it in times of Yerushalayim. That's important to point out that contrary to what many people think, the Maalid does not change where you are in the globe. Unlike day in Shkio, it depends, obviously, on Yisrael and America, different times when Shkio starts, the Maalid HaLevana is a uniform shear exactly, precisely the same time, no matter where you are in the globe. You may or may not be able to see the moon at that time, but wherever you are in the globe, the Maalid occurs at precisely the same moment. So we say, the Maalid HaLevana Yerushalayim is actually the exact same time as the Maalid HaLevana in Montreal or in China or anywhere else in the globe. Now what you have to do is, you have to pick, if you're writing on a luach, you have to pick one time where people can calculate it from. So we pick on the luach, we write this Maalid Yerushalayim, deduct 7 hours from that for Montreal, any other city, adjust it accordingly. But precisely the moment of Yerushalayim's Maalid, that is the moment for the Maalid for us as well. Okay, now, so when can you say Kiddush Levana? So the first stage is, we know that Kiddush Levana can only be said when you're experiencing the benefit at least, theoretical benefit, of having the light of the moon. The Paiskim established from the Rishonim and on very clearly that generally within 3 days one does not have that benefit. The first 18 hours you can't see the light at all. Beyond 18 hours it's really a sliver, you can't see much. Until 3 days you can't say Kiddush Levana. If you did see the moon and you said Kiddush Levana before 3 days, the Paiskim seem to say that you will be Yitzah. You should definitely not go ahead and repeat it again. Abishala Brach Vatala. Pashas, you will be Yitzah. But one should not go before 3 days and say it. The Beis Yosef, drawing on a source not from Gemara at all, but coming from the Shari Ayra, a source of the Kabbalah, he writes that nobody should be Mekadesh Levana until the seventh day from the Maalid. Again, 3 days is talking about 3 24-hour cycles from the Maalid. And the Beis Yosef says 7 days, 7 24-hour cycles, again, from the Maalid. Now, it's very hard to know what the source for this is, where we get this from 7 days. Again, it's nowhere in the Gemara, it's nowhere in the Rishonim. A piece of Kabbalah does exist. The question what the Rizal himself did, the different versions of what he did, and they can be reconciled, but it's not so simple. One thing is clear that the sheet in the Gemara that you can only be Mekadesh Levana until 7 days. So obviously it's not Ma'akev, because the Gemara says you can only be Mekadesh Levana until seven. So they can't, even though we don't paskin that way, but the other Madamer adds on until 15. So clearly until seven you can in fact be Yitzah. So they say so should be understood then as expressing an ideal. It's the Chathchila Roy that one should not go ahead and say Kiddush Levana until the moon has reached a stage of fullness. Past the quarter moon, where it's not no longer a crescent, but it's a full quarter moon. Therefore, the Chathchila, according to the says, if one should wait till seven. So what does it mean, Halach L'maisa? Halach L'maisa is, the Sfardim are usually quite makbid, I think Tehmanim are not, but generally most Sfardim are makbid on waiting until day seven. They will not say Kiddush Levana before day seven. As far as Ashkenazim, certainly from day three and on, one should be saying Kiddush Levana. Now, that's as far as the calendar is concerned. It's important to bear in mind there are other factors, which Ben Shem B'Liad will get to tomorrow, and that is waiting for Shabbos, waiting for a minion, waiting for other external factors. But as far as the calendar itself, the Chathchila 3 days from the Maalid, and for Sfarim, 7 days from the Maalid.